Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, Ted. So stoked you're coming with us on the cruise. Want to remind everybody that we do have a Deep Adventure cruise leaving from Cocoa Beach, Port Canaveral area in December. Go to our website, deepadventure.com, and join Ted Scarpino and I. I'm trying to get Pat Gervais to come with us. I got to meet him at the Lone Cabbage Fishing Camp yesterday on my motorcycle after having it get repaired at Harley Davidson for the 10th or 12th time in the last few months. It's all related to an issue with the battery, and I think we've finally resolved that. But anyway, we're starting our Ocean Sunrise Catechism today fresh, going through the entire new Catechism of the Catholic Church. We've just completed it. It took us about 3 years to go through it, and we do the Ocean Sunrise Catechism in a way that's, I think, really personal and engaging, and the people that view are a big part of it, because the people that view post comments about what we're teaching or maybe asking for prayers and things like that. So we really build a community here. I just thought it would be kind of interesting for me. We may not go through the whole writing of the Didache, but I wanted to show you something. Back in about 65 AD, the second generations of Christians, there's a document called the Didache, which means the teaching or the training, which I think is a really cool way to say it. The training of the Lord given to the nations by the 12 apostles. So this was what, when early Christians wanted to become a Christian, they would go through usually a year or two of training, and then they would be baptized. And it was only then that they were invited to participate in the Eucharist and to receive communion. So I'm not so sure how the Holy Spirit is leading, but I'm going to read through some of this. And this was a book that we knew about. It had been referenced by other books for centuries, but we did not know where the Didache was. But there was a bishop in Constantinople who was a scholar around the year 1883, I think it was, who was going through some ancient manuscripts in a library. It wasn't like a dusty old back room someplace. It actually was a library. And many scholars had looked at this manuscript in the past, but they were looking at it only to go to certain references in it. And it had been kind of neglected as far as someone just reading all the way through it. And he read through this codex, this ancient, you know, papyrus or whatever book. He discovered the Didache. He recognized it for what it was. And so we have it now. And so I'm just going to maybe read some of this. It's interesting. It's the first part of this is very much about how to live your life, very much about living a moral life. And so let's start. The first sentence begins, "There are two ways. One is the way of life. The other is the way of death. And there is a mighty difference between these two ways." Yeah, the difference is heaven and hell, right? "The way of life is this. First, you shall love God who created you. Second, your neighbor as yourself. All those things which you do not want to be done to you, you should not do to others." What's interesting as you read this catechism is that you've heard all these things before by reading the Gospels or maybe just through church tradition for the most part, but they're said in a different way that makes it jump out to you. And some of the things that they say are like, wow, I hadn't thought of that, you know. So the fact is that Christianity is a religion that's not based on mythology. Christianity isn't like Greek or Roman mythology or Baal worship or even some of the native cultures in Hawaii or even in the mainland. It's not based on a mythology. Christianity is a historical religion. starting all the way back with the Hebrews. And Jesus is a real person, all God and all man, who lived and died and was resurrected. That's why history is so important to us. I'm a student of history. I spend my life, rather read about history than read about what's happening now. You know, I focus on those historical truths. So that's why we're reading this. So the training, so you'll hear words that sound familiar but are yet a little bit different. The training about these words is this: bless those who curse you, pray for those who are your enemies, do fasts for those who persecute you. Have you done that lately? What benefit is it if you love those who love you? Do not even the Gentiles do that? Rather, you must love those who hate you, and so you are not to treat the other person as your enemy. Abstain from carnal desires. So this is, we see the beginning, the thoughts about asceticism. We teach to live in moderation, and things like carnal, as far as like sexuality, to be within the context of marriage. If someone strikes your left cheek, then turn the right cheek towards him also, and you will be perfect. If someone makes you go 1 mile, then go the extra mile with him. This is, of course, we hear this in the gospel. I'm going to take, my coffee's kind of hot. I'm going to put it down. For those who are just joining in, we're reading from the original catechism, the original catechism written back in about 65 AD. That was rediscovered in 1883 by a bishop in Constantinople. If someone takes your coat, then let him have your jacket. Well, that's fine in Hawaii. It doesn't cost me anything to give someone a coat. I probably don't have one. If someone takes your property, then you are not allowed to ask for it back. Give to everyone who asks help from you, and do not seek a return, because the Father wants his generosity to be shared with everyone. Blessed is anyone that gives according to this command, for that person goes without punishment. So giving alms and giving to the poor they're making a statement here that what we would call a penance, I guess, for sin. If they receive, now this is interesting, but watch out for those who received these things. If you're giving to someone who's asking, like the poor, if they receive things from need, then there is no punishment for them. But if they receive these things without need, then they shall have to explain why they acted in that way, and they shall be questioned about it when in prison, and they will not be released until the last penny is repaid. Now, I got to say, I don't really understand what that all means, why they say in prison. Perhaps they mean purgatory, I'm not sure. But it's warning people that are asking for handouts. Do they really need that? Are they just going to spend it on alcohol or drugs, or is it because of their lack of personal stewardship that they're asking? So it gives responsibility to the giver, and puts even more responsibility, it seems, on the receiver. But remember, it has also been said, you should let your gift sweat in your hands until you know to whom to give it. Have you heard that saying before? It's so cool. That saying is about 2,000 years old. But remember, it has also been said, you should let your gift sweat in your hands until you know to whom to give it. So when you have received blessings from the Lord and you want to give a tenth of it to the Lord, be prayerful about giving it and giving it soon, but be prayerful about who you give it to. There's so many worthy ministries out there, and the Catholic ministries, I think, are so there's so many great Catholic ministries there that could do so much more if Catholics were a little bit more generous. We have so many great things going for us, but I would say when I compare my Protestant tax returns with my Catholic tax returns, the Protestants are so much more generous when it comes to tithing. So there's so many really wonderful ministries that can use your support. So you should not let your gift sweat in your hands until you know whom to give it. Now, the second part of this training is this: you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not corrupt boys. So there was a practice in those days of having young boys, basically owning them, pederasty it's called, or we would call it abusing a minor, which is a problem in the church today, where someone who may have sex with his wife also had a boy. I mean, it was just really corrupt and very evil. And we see that today, I don't know what the right word is, but basically predatory behavior towards young boys. And so many of those young boys who have been imprinted by a horrible experience like that find themselves having difficulty having relations having regular heterosexual relationships. So it's damaging, severely damaging. And so here we see right here, the church is saying, don't do that. And here we are 2,000 years later, we're still dealing with that issue. John Clappucci is also a CPA, and you see the same things that so many people give. Protestants tend to give 10%, and Catholics tend to give, like, they're giving God a tip. And they tend to just give to the plate as it's passed by them at church, and don't give to other ministries. So open up your arms. Open up your arms. Don't steal from God, I guess is what the lesson is here. You shall not be promiscuous. That means you should be having sex with one partner of the opposite sex within the context of marriage. And it should be still by mutual consent. You know, I really believe there's rape there can be rape inside the context of a marriage where one person is not ready for that at certain points, and they're kind of forced to do that. I think that was the old way of doing things, but it still continues a little bit today. So John's confirming for me, a lot of the Catholics, they give $1 a week to the collection plate, and they don't support all these other, the great ministries of the new evangelization, for the most part, are not supported in any way by the church or the bishops. Like my radio show, EWTN doesn't pay me, my church doesn't pay me, no one pays me. It's only donors that help me pull that off. And same thing with our TV show. The network provides about a third of the funding, and it's like cost me about $28,000 an episode to produce. So it seems that sometimes the Lord just comes up with miracle ways to fund us. But how much better would it be if the people that are receiving from the ministry give to the ministry? And by the way, John knows, he just signed up yesterday on my Patreon / Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure page. You can become a donor. And by the way, really cool stuff happens. We posted a video yesterday, Cindy and I, with just a stack full of gifts going out to our donors. We just so much appreciate and value them. My work in my CPA firm, I have to back up and back up and not do as much work in that area because the ministry requires so much. But we need to be able to, you know, there's so many, you know, think of Matthew Leonard's ministry, Next Level Catholic, great ministry, really deserves to be funded. I think of the Catholic Man Show, the young men in Oklahoma, so deserving and worthy to be funded. Doug Berry with his Red X ministry. And I could go on and on. There's so many, Gary Zimak, there's so many great ministries out there that, man, if people would just give, they could do so much. Okay. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not corrupt boys, you shall not be promiscuous, you shall not steal, you shall not practice divinization. For example, don't go to a palm reader. That's really playing with demons' fire. If that palm reader knows something about what's going to happen in the future, what the palm reader is really doing is manipulating you, secondly, but if there is some sort of projection into the future, you know, demons can go and try to make that happen. That person may proclaim something, and then demons go and try to make that happen. Or if they know something about your past, it may be that she's has access to a familiar spirit, a demon that knows you and is communicating with her. Just stay away from that stuff. You shall not practice with magic potions. In those days, especially among the Jews, there was a practice of magic statements that were said, trying to make things happen. You shall not kill a child in the womb, nor expose infants, and that's what we're doing now. Abortion is legal, and if there's a late-term abortion. They just leave the child on the, who survives, they just leave the child to be exposed until it dies. You shall not try to take your neighbor's goods. You shall not perjure yourself. You shall not act as a false witness. You shall not speak evil of others. You shall not hold grudges. Yeah, very important. And here later on, you'll see where it says, for example, astrology and things like that are to be avoided. But people get involved in the occult and they don't really, they think it's just innocent fun. And it opens the door to Satan. So we'll stop there for now. I'd like to get your feedback. Do you want me to continue to finish, keep reading from the Didache, or do you want to jump forward and go right into a beginning of the catechism again? The Didache is only about maybe 7 or 8 pages long. It's very short. Could probably do that in the course of a less than a few weeks. But so let me know if you're interested in studying one of the original catechisms of the church written at 65 AD as kind of an introduction to going into the new catechism. Thank you guys for your prayer and support. Okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Aloha.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It is easy to leave a burning building when it is on fire. But what if that building contains the very thing that gives you life, excitement, peace, joy, courage, and wonder? Will you be an agent of change, or do nothing and eventually leave? If you work in Catholic ministry, business, or education, and need quality content on your website or social media pages, contact The Simple Catholic for copywriting services at thesimplecatholic.blog and click on the writing services page for more information. The Church Militant needs soldiers against the enemy. Enlist The Simple Catholic in this fight for the truth.